This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
My favourite week of the year is on the way. It's Children's Book Week from August 17 to 24. It's easy to get so caught up in the kids' costumes for school that you could actually forget that the point of Book Week is to get kids excited about reading. So how can you do that if your child is more interested in the TV or the iPad than in reading a book? Parenting expert and author Dr. Justin Colson is here to help you get inspired about reading with your kids again. And I probably should say, as a children's author, I'm pretty passionate about this too. Hi, Justin.
G'day, Katrina.
So from a developmental kind of point of view, why is it important to read to kids?
Well, research tells us that the more we read to our kids, the more likely it is that they're going to thrive and flourish. What it does is it gets their brain working. So we know that while homework, for example, doesn't really do much for our kids in terms of their cognitive capacity and their academic ability, reading is probably the best thing to expand their vocab, to help them to be literate, to stimulate their curiosity. They learn listening skills. They learn comprehension skills. They learn about how to regulate their behavior when we read to them. They learn how to regulate their emotions as we read a story to them that makes them feel things. There are so many developmental advantages to kids who are read to regularly. In fact, I read one really, really interesting study. The study said something like, if we read to our kids every day, they end up with about a 12-month advantage compared to kids who are not being read to. So reading to your kids genuinely gives them a boost in terms of their cognition and their academic potential and just their personal development, behavior and emotional regulation compared to kids who aren't getting that experience.
Well, I've also heard it said that kids who read more become empathetic because they learn to walk around in the shoes of other characters and they experience the feelings and emotions of people who are different to them.
Right. That's also been shown empirically. So what happens is we get to see the world through somebody else's eyes when we read a book. We get to feel what that other person feels because we're literally stepping into their shoes.
So how are we going with this in Australia? Are most parents making time to read with their kids?
No.
Oh.
No,
really?
That's the short answer. Yeah, so there was some research that was published by the Parenting Research Council late 2017.
Well, that's recent.
2,500. So end of last year, 2,500 parents in Victoria, 52% of 0 to 2-year-olds, so we're talking infants and toddlers, 52% are not being read to daily. 46% of 3 to 5-year-old kids are not being read to daily. And I think the thing that concerns me most of all is that as they get older, once they're in grades 4 to 6, it seems that about 60% of kids are not being read to at home at all.
Yeah, right. Okay. I mean, sometimes it's because, by the time they're in year 6, they're reading so much faster and reading so much stuff that they don't want to plod along reading a chapter a night with you. But then they're missing out on all that lovely close time and the shared experiences that you have when you actually read something together. Now and again, I do come across a parent who says that their kids aren't interested in reading. They'll say something like, oh, they just like the iPad a whole lot more. What's your advice for parents whose kids seem reluctant to read?
Burn the iPad. Sorry.
Do you know, I wanted to say that as well. I'm thinking, well, just get rid of the iPad. Just hide it for a month. Yeah.
Okay, so before I give you a couple of tips on what we can do if our kids just don't want to read, I really do need to emphasise the importance of reducing access to screens. Screens are, more than anything, reducing our relationship time. So they reduce our opportunity for reading or for playing games or just connecting, looking into one another's eyes and recognising that we're all human and talking with each other. And reading books on the iPad has been empirically shown to actually not be nearly as beneficial as reading a real book. When we're talking about reading to your kids, often the iPad will have activities that will have bells and whistles and dings and pops, and those kinds of things distract the kids from the story. Beyond that, though, they actually interfere with our ability to talk to our children. You know, we might read something and want to talk to the kids, and they're like, no, swipe left, come on, let's move to the next page. They want that stimulation that the iPad gives, and it's not in their best interest. Look, if your kids don't want to read, my suggestion is two things. Number one, it might be the books that you're choosing. So choose fun books. You know, we've got a book at the moment that my kids love. It came out last year. It's called The Book With No Pictures.
Oh, we love that too. Yeah, my Molly loves that. Yeah, it's fun, isn't
and
it?
It's a fun book where, you know, this is going to be a boring book with no pictures, and then the person who's reading it has to make funny noises and really embarrass themselves. And the kids just think it's fantastic when that happens. And it's these kinds of books, these fun books, that draw children into loving reading and to being able to explore what it means to play with words and sounds and get caught up in a story. The other tip that I would give, other than choosing fun books, is to actually make story time an opportunity for the kids to either have fun or to be close to us or to relate to us, you know, to be able to talk about stuff. Maybe, I mean, I still read to my big kids. I've got kids who are in their teens who still love me to read them stories. And so we talk about the big issues in the books, you know, the relationship breakdown, the friendship issue, the boyfriend-girlfriend drama, the kid who tried a substance that was not in their best interest to try. And it opens up some wonderful conversations, and the kids love it because we're not talking about them. We're talking about the character in the book.
Yes, so they can be a lot more open.
Right. And it's so important that as parents we make the time not just to read and, you know, try to keep our eyes open until the end of the chapter because we're so exhausted. It's important that we make the time to read and talk, to slow down, to ask questions, and to read our children's body language as we read the book. We might see them jump, startled, or we might see them start to tear up or sniffle. It's so important that we recognise that and engage them in a conversation.
Okay.
The evidence is so clear that this is beneficial for our children and for us and for our family. I actually think that if we're not doing it, we're not giving our kids the nutrition that they need mentally and psychologically and emotionally. It would be like not feeding them food.
Yep. Okay. Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Katrina.
Great to talk to you. That's Dr. Justin Colson. We've been talking about how to get your kids reading for Children's Book Week.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.